Welcome to Senior Power of Maine.
Hi, I'm Lynn McGregor.
And I'm David Neely, and welcome to Senior Power. Lynn, we have a clue for everybody to listen to see who is coming on the Senior Power Radio program a little bit later this morning.
Oh, Puff the Magic Dragon lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Hanalei. Puff the Magic Dragon.
From Blue Hill, we go into the western foothills of Maine. From the little pitter-patter of feet to the clump, 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 as we get a little bit older walking on those feet, it's interesting to hear from a real professional, a Dr. Jeff Johnson, a podiatrist with On the Go Toes. Dr. Jeff, welcome to our program.
Hi, David.
You have been a podiatrist, and not just a podiatrist. Am I right? You're a traveling podiatrist. You will meet with people closer to their proximity.
That is correct. I go to people's homes. We go to a bunch of nursing homes, and we may even be traveling to some wound clinics here in the near future. It's been part of my whole life, actually. As a Navy podiatrist, I was always on the go as well, so been out to sea, been with Marines, and it's just been a fun ride for me.
Well, On the Go Toes, that was an interesting name. One could say that you are on the go with one foot in front of the other, but I better stop now before I put my foot in my mouth. But no, seriously, Dr. Jeff, you have traveled to some of the retirement villages that you do a lot with senior foot-related issues. Could you expound on that some?
Sure. So when we, part of our business, is a good part of it is we go to a lot of the boarding homes, a lot of the nursing homes, a lot of assisted living centers, where a lot of these people, they, you know, because of age-related disabilities and such, and a lot due to diabetes, because they're a little bit more at risk for developing foot problems, my assistant and I will travel to these nursing homes. We've gone as far as Belfast, Camden, Orono, and Farmington and Skowhegan, and we see a lot of the patients. A lot of them just need routine foot care for corns and calluses and hypertrophic nails, which are just thick nails that are very deformed. And then for things like seeing diabetic foot sores that are not healing and trying to heal those up so the patient can be more mobile, try to keep people as mobile as long as we can. So with diabetes, what happens to people over time is that the diabetes affects every organ in our body, our kidneys, our eyes, even our skin. And so what happens with, oftentimes with a lot of diabetics, is that it affects their vasculature, their arteries that go down to their feet from, you know, from your heart to your foot. That's what delivers oxygen and healthy nutrients to our toes and our sole of our foot. And over time, if our arteries become clogged with atherosclerosis, plaques, you know, cholesterol, or just chronic inflammation, those vessels get blocked and they don't function as well, and blood flow doesn't get down to the toes. And then if that person accidentally cuts their foot or wears an ill-fitting shoe and gets a blister, then those sores can take a long, long time to heal. The other part of that aspect with the diabetes is that some of our diabetics lose sensation to hot and cold, sharp, dull sensations. And so they may be walking with a foot sore sometimes because they're elderly and not able to flex their foot up to look at the bottom of their foot too well. They may be walking with an open sore, and eventually that breaks down into the muscle and the other soft tissue and sometimes the bone, and it becomes a real big problem.
And Dr. Jeff Johnson, could you let our listeners know how they might get a hold of you if they indeed have a foot problem?
Absolutely. I'm very easy to get a hold of via my assistant and secretary, April. And we usually come and do these home visits together. My phone number is 207-200-8814. I'm also online under onthegotoes.com, and we're pretty accessible, I think, for the most part.
So at onthegotoes.com, but can you repeat your phone number one more time?
It's 207 727-200-8814.
This next guest has been an advocate for seniors for quite some time. In fact, back June of 2014, this next guest actually testified as a Medicare specialist on behalf of the Aroostook Agency on Aging in Presque Isle, Maine, and she testified to the United States Senate Aging Committee on issues advocating to keeping an office open, the Social Security office, for one-to-one, face-to-face, given that Aroostook County has 70,000 people, of which over 20% are 65 and over, and how important that was for Aroostook County. Her name is Tammy DeLong, and she runs the Presque Isle Office of the Senior Planning Center. Welcome, Tammy.
Thank you.
And can you speak to us a little bit about your vast experience in working with seniors?
I originally was hired when Medicare Part D started at the Aroostook Agency on Aging. So they originally hired me for a year, but the year turned to two and turned to more. And so consequently, I became like the face of Aroostook County for Medicare people. And therefore, I guess I became the, so I've been told I'm the guru of Aroostook County for something like that.
Well, you know, I was impressed by the fact that you'd volunteered and stepped up to the plate really to advocate so strongly. I don't think there are a lot of people that would be really comfortable taking the position you had. And, of course, I'm going way back to June of 2014 now, which again right. speaks to the fact that you have been working on behalf of seniors in Aroostook County for some time in a way that most people wouldn't. You would all... concerned or nervous about delivering this kind of a message to the U.S. Senate on Aging?
Oh, that was, yeah. That was a funny story, actually, because what had happened is Senator Collins's office was putting out feelers asking for people that knew anything about Medicare and the Social Security office and things like that in Aroostook County, and everybody kept pointing them to me. So, consequently, they gave me a call, and originally I thought they were kidding. And so when we actually got down to it, we had to write and rewrite, and it was quite daunting. I was very nervous to be sitting there in that room with all those people and see how that kind of worked and how the, you know, law and things like that, or not law, but how that whole entire process worked.
Senator Collins has dominated that committee, but she had been chair of the committee. She's done a lot of work on behalf of seniors. But you brought up a very good point in regard to how important it is, and perhaps as much so in the county as anywhere in Maine, how important it is to have face-to-face services for folks up there. And obviously you still believe that today as you work at the Senior Planning Center in Presque Isle, helping out literally thousands of seniors. Do you want to speak to that?
Sure. Yeah, when they were thinking of closing that office, and the closest office, therefore, would have been in Bangor, and it's almost 2 hours from one end of the county to the other to get to that Social Security office anyway. And if you've got somebody in northern Aroostook County that is bilingual that needed to speak French and wanted to sit down with somebody, the closest office they could have gone to would have been Bangor, and they didn't have a French interpreter over there.
Good point, Tammy. And of course, the Senior Planning Center does have an ambassador in northern Aroostook County who speaks French, Danny DeVoe.
surtout avec la Vallée Saint-Jean, c'est le plus grand francophone de presque 90% des États-Unis.
I guess so. Now, what'd you say?
I said the, especially the St. John Valley is very unique. It's the most predominant Franco-American heritage in the United States. If you look it up, you'll notice that it's still French-speaking, even more than Louisiana. I think at one time, I don't know if I can share that, I graduated in 76. Van Buren, my hometown, was 97% Franco. So it's still very unique, very united. There's no question. But it's still united with the county because we're all connected to the county. So it's a good place.
Do you know to the extent of some of these other pockets in Maine where there are a fair percentage of people who are bilingual?
Yeah, it's a very, very popular among the state of Maine, especially at the turn of the century. It's up in Aroostook County, it's more in the area of 75 miles north, or I should say east of Quebec City, that they moved up to northern Maine. But you take the Lewiston, Livermore Falls area, they come from the Beauce area, and some from the county of Granite in Quebec to work in the woods, to work in the mills. So very strong, predominant French heritage in the state of Maine. No question about it. As a matter of fact, I worked 8 years in Augusta state government and have never realized that I had so many relatives, second cousins in the Lewiston, even Brunswick, Biddeford, Sanford, you name it, Waterville. I can go on and on and on. So jobs and so forth, people move, especially during the Depression, and so it's a unique culture.
People of the St. John Valley, it's not too much for a lot of them to maybe even travel as down to Presque Isle, to where we have a senior planning center office. And I mean, you know better than most, but that you know, for a lot of services, people in Aroostook County, you know, they get used to traveling,
and people have accepted that. Even the elderly, the few restaurants in Presque Isle, and when they would go visit visit their doctor, or if having a doctor's appointment, and make a point to have especially a couple of two elderly couples, and make a day of it, and either go shopping or eat out at the restaurants. So it's not an issue like it was in the past. People don't mind living in a certain community, but working in another. And the same thing with senior planning, it's not an issue. I've seen it, especially when they have doctor's appointments.
Yeah, we get pretty much everybody that uses the Presque Isle Social Security office. We get Danforth, we've gotten Patton, we get all the way up to Allegash. Most of them, they don't mind the drive up here. It's kind of funny, you tell people they've got to drive an hour and a half, and up here people are like, okay, and they'll get in the car and they'll go. But we also offer clinics, especially near the end of the year during open enrollment, where we physically go to them. So we have areas we can go that is outreach for people that can't get to us on a regular basis. We can get to them and help them with their needs, too.
Yeah, and that is great, because you really speak to the slogan of the Senior Planning Center, help when it matters most. And I thank you so much for being on with us today, Tammy.
You're very welcome. Thank you for having me.
And we also thank Danny DeVoe, our Northern Aroostook County Ambassador for the Senior Planning Center.
The elderly is part of my life. I really enjoy it.
Oh, Puff the Magic Dragon lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Honolulu.
He is now to be among you at the calling of your heart. Rest assured, this troubadour is acting on his part. The union of your spirits here has caused him to remain. For whenever two or more of you are gathered,
now we welcome Noel Paul Stuckey to the program. Welcome, Noel Paul.
Oh, you could just call me Noel. We are almost, we're next door neighbors practically, aren't we, except for the pandemic.
Well, yes, and speaking of which, you've got quite a little story of how you managed to work your way up to Maine. But if you don't mind, I'm going to go a little backwards, because years ago when we had a writer by the name of Barbara Kent Lawrence at the Maine Seniors Magazine, and I know, of course, you hear this story often, she was actually somebody in the audience in 1963 when you, as part of Peter, Paul, and Mary, were playing at the March on Washington. And I was wondering if you could share a little bit about that and then your travels to Maine.
Well, if she was in the what you so-called audience, then she was part of 250,000 people, 200,000 of which gathered a little-known fact in front of the Washington Monument for a dress rehearsal. And Peter, Mary, and I sang, Dylan and the Baez sang, Odetta sang, even Dr. King spoke. And the interesting thing about it to me, Dave, is that we had a kind of gravitas, a solemnity, marching from there to the Lincoln Memorial, where King gave his I Have a Dream speech, and we sang two songs, and everybody else performed, but I think it was the, you know, the gravity of the situation that we took with us from that earlier meeting. You know, if we had just pulled up in cars, hopped out, and gone right to the Lincoln Memorial, it would have been self-scattered. But I'm sure that Mary walked with us to the memorial from that gathering place, and she can probably tell you more from her point of view what it felt like. Being up there on the stairs was the only comment I heard that was pretty remarkable from Mary was she turned to Peter and said, "We are watching history." And it was almost like she had a third eye, you know, she was able to see what was happening. Certainly the realization of it has stayed with me, and the wonder of it. That was in 1963. And about 10 years later, Betty and I had revived a calling that we had. We were both brought up, my wife, some 57 years now. My wife and I were brought up in respective countries. She was the country of New Jersey, and I was the country of Maryland. But we both valued the country. And reading Helen and Scott Nearing's book about living the good life brought us up to Maine. As I said, about 10 years later, in 1973, and then in 1974, we moved in full-time to a little town called Blue Hill, and have loved it ever since.
Well, you know, we're awful glad that you chose Maine for a number of reasons, one of which I should get right out there now, that you've actually helped other Maine musicians with your studio in Blue Hill.
Well, that was really, yeah, it was kind of an odd thing to have in Blue Hill in, you know, 1974, an 8-track studio. They had to, we bought an old hen house from Paul Sylvester, who turned out eventually became our across-the-street neighbor. And we had to borrow the Blue Hill garage auto truck to winch the piano from the ground up to the fourth floor. We used the old beams and the pulleys that were used for lifting chicken sacks of chicken feed and hay up to the fourth floor to pull the piano up and wheel it back to the recording studio. But yeah, we had our share of Mainers come through. I mean, certainly the more prominent was probably David Mallet, who is still recording and still doing such wonderful musical work all over the states. But there was the humorist, Tim Sample, with whom I've become very close. Even Vaughn Meter, I don't know if you remember him, but he, in those days, in the 60s, he was doing a comedy album based on the accents of the Kennedy family. Of course, you know, when the assassination happened, that tailed off pretty quickly, and he had to find some other line of work. But he came and recorded, and we had a couple of jazz artists come up. Michael Blanchard recorded there. Yeah, we've had a long string. We did some musical work for the French American Children's Television, which was shown on TBS, when they assembled quite a few shows for a season at MPBN. And I guess you could call me executive producer, but it was kind of odd in such a small little town as Blue Hill to have that much high tech happening. Of course, nowadays, all you really need is a laptop and a microphone. You know, you don't even need a microphone. There's one built into your laptop.
You know, it's interesting, though. You had really as about an accomplished career as any of the greats as a part of Peter, Paul, and Mary, and yet one of the songs that people hear wedding after wedding is a song that you actually did, am I right, as a favor to Peter?
Well, you know, I mean, if a friend asks you to sing a song at a wedding, you wouldn't have any problem. It's just that Peter approached me with an interesting variation on that request. He said, "Would you bless my wedding with a song?" Well, that was a horse of a different color. And I had just gone through a spiritual experience that was pretty life-changing for me. So I knew I wasn't qualified to, as I said on stage, dispense blessings, but I knew where I could get one, so I prayed for the lyric for the wedding song. And it has, I suppose, not surprisingly, if you put your trust in those cosmic kind of events, become a pretty regular song all over this world, even translated into French. I haven't heard other translations, but I'm sure that there are other countries that are doing the song because it's become such a classic.
Oh, absolutely, it did, and I think we're going to give you the credit for the good side of what happens in relationships when folks do get married. And I think a lot of your music, and of course it runs the gambit with some of the folk music and other lyrics that you've had, but a lot of your music does have a theme in common, Noel Paul, if you don't mind me saying, it's about kindness.
Well, yeah, and it's about, I'm beginning to distill it now even more, because I'm still writing songs. I'm beginning to distill it now into love with a capital L. You know, we're all familiar with the small, we share the small L love a lot, but to recognize that there's a source of it and that there's a commonality that we all share that way, I think just brings out the kindness in everybody.
And so that indeed was the inspiration as well behind One by One Revolution.
Yeah, I didn't, I just felt that we have to be personally responsible for world peace, you know. I mean, you can only reach so far. I mean, we like to think that politically, you know, we can influence vast numbers of people, or maybe we even like to think with music we can influence vast numbers of people, but frankly, the real changes in people's hearts and minds, I think, comes on a one-to-one basis. And you know, with masks on, I tell you, it was tough until I think the realization that we could read crinkles. You know, I think that got to everybody, because with a mask on, the only thing you can see is the corners of people's eyes. So I can remember coming around the corner, you know, with a grocery cart almost slamming into somebody and, you know, them going, and me going, and then we smile. And you could tell the person was smiling just by looking at the crinkles. So during this time of masked pandemic mania, it's great to check the crinkles. And that's sort of what revolution is all about. We're going to smile at strangers. We're going to extend as much respect to them as we can, and even when it comes to making peace in the world, nothing is handier and nothing means more, I think, than just what you can do across the street or give a hand to a stranger.
Well, it's been very interesting, in fact, thrilling listening to you, Noel Paul Stuckey, and your contributions. And I don't mean just to the state of Maine and the town of Blue Hill, but I mean to all mankind, have been significant. And I can tell you, as one that grew up listening to your music and was totally excited to hear One by One Revolution, because as I listened to the words, realizing that here is a man who has, even though sometimes it may seem like a simple solution, the ultimate solution to what we need in the world today. So thank you so much for being on our program.
Thank you for inviting me, Dave. Yep, what the Bert Bacharach was right when he said, what the world needs now is love, sweet love.
I'm gonna start a revolution. I'm gonna take it to the street. I'm gonna smile at every solitary person that I meet. I'm gonna wave a toast to strangers, no matter where they're from. I'm gonna start a revolution. One by one. Now the secret of this movement I'm about to share with you. You just pick somebody that you don't know, that's all you have to do. You don't need no other weapon than that smile upon your face. Just say hello, let them know. Dancing in the jaw of the dragon, sleeping in the lion's den, screaming out to angels. Yeah, and he falls in love again.
Episode of Senior Power.
My insurance kept going up and up and up and up.
I was getting a lot of mail about Medicare.
I could never have navigated through the loopholes.
Mainers across the state are finding help at Senior Planning Center, which represents all major Medicare health plans.
Senior Planning Center was a lifesaver.
Senior Planning Center did it all.
Gave me all my options and signed me up with what I needed within an hour.
Call 223-6565. 223-6565. Help when it matters most. SeniorPlanningCenter.com.